Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 302. Wow, I'm still getting used to that.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 302. Yes, I am still getting used to saying the 300s. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for all your support. Real quick up front, the Memorial Day sale is happening right now. So if you are listening to this and you're not a current member, or maybe you are a current member and you want to upgrade to Lifetime or Lifetime Basic, Lifetime Elite, or just upgrade your account from your monthly subscription, or again, like I said, if you're a non-member, you want to pick up any courses or become a member, go to jazzpianoschool.com/Memorial Day, and you can check out all the amazing sales that we have going on right now. Okay, just real quick plug, because it is in the middle of our sale right now, and the sale is going to end Thursday, okay, which, you know, depending upon when you're listening to this, could be today or tomorrow, right? So it will end Thursday, June 1st. At 11:59 Pacific PM, 11:59 PM Pacific. So you do have some time left, but go check that out. I got an amazing episode for you today. I have an amazing couple of episodes for you, actually. This one, the next one. Yeah, just a lot of great stuff. So I have someone wrote into me, and they wanted to know about including dyads and triads in their improv lines, right? And I thought this was such a cool concept. It actually took me a second to kind of realize what they were asking. But once he sent me an example, I was like, oh, wow, this is a phenomenal texture that surprisingly I have not noted, or like, I don't think I've really taught that often about, which is disappointing to myself because this is an amazing texture that brings flair, brings excitement, spice to your improv solos in such a great way. And what that's going to be is switching between single note lines and diatonic note lines. Right? I don't usually play in these intros, but I had to just demonstrate just so you can understand what that sounds like. So what I'm doing here is switching between single note lines and dyads, like throwing in some dyads, meaning two notes played at one time. And as you get more advanced, you can actually throw in even, you can throw in triads as well. So it's kind of like a hack. I like to call these miscellaneous hacks, really, because there's not a systematic process to this, to learning these. It's just like a texture. It's like learning, it's a spice, essentially. It's like having cayenne pepper in your cupboard, right? And being like, okay, I'm going to make this a little spicy, adding some of the cayenne pepper. That's exactly what this is. So obviously, when you're a college student, you probably only have pepper and salt. But as you get older and you learn more about cooking, if you are into cooking, you probably acquire more spices. And as you move throughout your jazz piano journey, you're going to acquire more random spices that you can use to make a great meal, a great dish. And this is one of those spices. So this is a fantastic little thing to kind of just keep in the back of your mind or in your tool bag to work on for different random moments. If you are a blues or gospel player or R&B and you like kind of this gritty soulful sound, this is really going to give you a lot of that for sure. And then the next podcast coming up is going to be a great one for the blues gospel players as well, which will give you another amazing improv texture taken from the great Bobby Timmons. Ooh, I don't want to give it away. It's so spicy. I love it. I love it. So yeah, a lot going on in Jazz Piano School. If you are listening, or if you're, you've been a fan, I'm thinking about doing one program or two simultaneous programs. Last year, I ran a program right around this time, actually, called the Accelerator Program. It had huge success. The students saw tremendous results, and it was fantastic. It was so great. Like, it was so great to see the students develop and get better and practice. And you know, obviously, there was difficult times. Like we worked through frustrations. We work through some moments of some uninspiring moments, you know, because life obviously gets in the way. But we did it together, and it was a beautiful thing for myself and hopefully for the students as well, right? They said this to me as well. To kind of be in this together, like to be in the process of learning jazz and working on these things, working on the difficult things, right? The difficult things that they needed to get better, because obviously I'm not trying to give them stuff they know how to play already. In these programs, I'm giving you stuff that you need to excel and move forward. That's why it's called the Accelerator Program. I'm literally spoon-feeding you the exact element, the exact practice exercise, the exact concept that you need in this very moment to make huge, drastic strides in your playing. And that's exactly what happened with these students, right? And yeah, it was just a great thing. So I loved doing that. I did a boot camp after that when I released the Improvisation Mastery Specialty course. The boot camp was 2 weeks long. It was every single day. Didn't call it a boot camp for nothing, right? So that was a lot. And I had some students in there I became friends with and acquaintances with. Rich, John, a lot of other people. And so I've just had a really great time connecting with my students in a more connectful way. You know, in a more deeper way, I should say, on a deeper level, you know, because through Zoom, obviously I can see people, I can talk to people, I can get a feel for their state of being, how they're showing up, you know, how their life's going, how their practice going. And it, you know, it's hard. It's hard. It's so, so hard, because do we feel like practicing all the time? No, absolutely not. Like, show me a person in the world that feels like doing something difficult every single day of their life, and I'll say, you know, kudos to you. That person is a cyborg. They're a superhuman. I mean, I get up, and I have days where I'm sluggish, I'm slow, my mind isn't in the right place, but I know myself very well, and I know I have a routine that I do to help prepare myself to show up for my students, for Jazz Piano School, for you, for this podcast, for all my ambitions, all my responsibilities in life in the best way possible. And if I don't get that routine done, then, you know, I'm not taking care of myself. I'm not in my full optimized mode to help others, right? And that's really, I mean, my life is about that at this point in life. Like my life is about giving right now. You know, I'm 38 years old. I'm not a young, spry, mid-20s guy anymore. And, you know, I'm all about giving back. And this is why I love Jazz Piano School. And this is why I love, and I'm starting my other business to help creatives and anyone really who's looking to kind of get into the online business world. You know, I've been running Jazz Piano School for a long time now. I've learned so much about business. It's been very successful for me. It's a very successful online educational business. It's one of the top leading online jazz piano businesses online in the world, right? And so I want to give back and help others, anyone, right, who is in a 9-to-5 or wants more from life, you know, and wants to pursue their passion. I want to give back and extend my knowledge out to people. So long story short, I'm in a giving mode, and it's usually how I am in general in life. I love sharing. I love giving. I love teaching. I love educating. If I was on the road playing all the time, I wouldn't really be able to do this. And that's kind of sad for me. That's one of the reasons I didn't kind of really hardcore pursue a professional jazz piano path of touring and gigging, because I was never going to be able to give out all the education that I like. It brings me joy to see others have epiphanies and breakthroughs and excel at this craft. You know, like those little moments are what life's about and what this music is about. When you find a voicing or you find a chord or you have never been able to do something for years, and then I say it or teach it to you one way, a different way, and you're like, oh my God. I mean, this happens so much. People email me all the time from my videos, like, oh my God, I've heard this taught by other educators so many times, but the way you explained it, I finally get it, so I'm able to use it in my playing, and it's made the biggest difference. I'm going on a little soapbox right now, but I'm doing these programs, I'm loving them, so I'm going to be doing more in-depth private programs. They're very high-end programs. And the accelerator program, the students got a lot of attention from me, but I'm also probably going to be thinking about starting a mastermind group, which is going to be even more intimate, 10 people max, that would get a lot of access to me to help them on their jazz piano journey. This would be probably 8 months to a year commitment. I'm thinking about 8 months or a year, or excuse me, 9 months or a year, like three quarters. And it would essentially be like a full in-depth curriculum program with myself to help you obviously just crush your jazz piano dream, right? Just really kind of dive all in. So the accelerator program would be a 90-day program. That would be more for someone kind of looking to kind of just make that big stride. Obviously, you would get access to me in that program. But the mastermind group, again, is like for the people that are like, yep, I need this. I want this. I can't live without this, Brendan. I am going to be playing jazz piano for the rest of my life. I am committed. And yes, where do I sign up? How do I sign up? You know, let's do this. I'm all in, right? If you're that person who's like so passionate about learning jazz piano and you know in your head that you're going to continue your pursuit for the rest of your life to get better, like I'm never going to stop practicing. This is me. I'm talking about me now. Like this is Brendan speaking. I've always known that I'm going to pursue music and play jazz piano for as long as I live, as long as I can physically play. If you're someone to that, you know, at that level, I shouldn't say level. Level's the wrong word because I've been using this word not appropriately, and I apologize. The level of playing in the mastermind group does not have to, you can be a complete beginner. But what I'm looking for is the commitment level. Like the mastermind group is not going to be for someone kind of just testing the waters. Like, oh, I just kind of want to learn jazz piano, you know, like I kind of mess around here and there. Obviously, the mastermind group is going to be for extremely dedicated and committed to learning this craft because it's going to be such a long commitment. Obviously, there will be a financial investment as well. And, you know, that's essentially the type of student that I'm going to be looking for. The accelerator program is a 90-day commitment. So it's not as, you know, obviously it's not as long. There is a lot that goes into the accelerator program, don't get me wrong. But again, you're not going to be spending 9 months with me, right? Like hearing from me week in, week out, sending me videos, watching my videos, going back and forth, all that jazz. Anyway, stay on the lookout for these programs. I'm going to be talking about in the future. I'm trying to think if there is a page. If you are interested, the best way, you can go to jazzpianoschool.com. I actually don't know what the URL is off the top of my head, but there's a link at the top of jazzpianoschool.com in the menu that says group programs. So these are going to be my private group programs outside of the members area of Jazz Piano School. Like the members area is all self-study courses with our live lessons that Sterling and my staff and I do. These are outside the self-study area programs, group programs that I run through Zoom that are specialty programs, like private with me, access to me through Zoom, where you're getting, you know, you're getting access to me. Not many people get access to me just because, you know, Jazz Piano School, I'm only one person. You know what I mean? So if you want that direct access to me and you want live, like actual teaching and education for an extended period of time, the group programs are going to be what you need. And I promise you, as far as results go and getting to your goal the fastest, that's going to do it. I have no doubt about it. And I didn't have a doubt before I ran the accelerator program before, but now that I've run it and I've seen the results that my students got, now I'm like, okay, if you want to cut your workload, I shouldn't say your workload, your time to your goal in half, even more than half, like shed years off your goal, these intense programs, don't let that word, scare you, intense. That's not really the right word either. I should say these in-depth programs where you're working directly with me to get better are going to do it for you, okay? This was a long podcast. I don't know where I got off on a lot of different things, but anyway, enjoy this episode. It's really, really great. And again, if you guys have other podcast ideas or questions, I turned this episode into a podcast because someone, a student, wrote to me about this question. So if you guys have questions, feel free to write in. Like, write in to me, and I'll be like, oh, that's a great question. I should make this into a podcast because I know everyone else would want to learn from this as well. All right? So with that being said, let's dive in. Here we go.
All right, so what I'm going to do here is just kind of play through these and just show you exactly how you can start to use them in your improv. So the blues is a really, really great spot to use these in, first of all. You can use them however you want, but if I'm playing a C blues here. Did you catch it? Did you catch where the diad was, right? So it's a real quick diad. It's almost like, instead of just playing this one note here, I'm throwing it in as a diad, so I'm putting an A natural on it. Now, what note can you use? Can you combine this with? You can really combine it with whatever you want. You can experiment, but thirds are great. This tritone is great. You might even try a fifth. That sounds cool, right? You could do a sixth as well. That's a little more harder technically to pull off, but you can really experiment. There's no rhyme or reason, but the thing that sounds the best are going to be thirds, right? Moving back and forth. I'll talk about that in just a second. Your tritones between the flat three in a blues scale and the major six in a blues scale, right? If you listen to my three blues scale podcast, you'll know this one, right? Your major six blues scale. So essentially what I'm doing here is combining the flat three with the six, which sounds really cool, right? And you can start to explore. You can go a little bit. You can go back and forth like I just did. It's all about the freedom of improvisation. I could go. Now here I slid into a third. And this was a major third, so it's giving a more majory sound for my major blues scale that I talk about in the three must-know blues improv scales, right? Right, so that's a completely different texture. But again, you know, there's kind of, you know, I hate to say the word licks, but there are traditional things that you can come across. You know, just sliding them in really wherever you want. If I'm coming down, that's a very common one. And again, you can experiment. If I come down, hit dyads wherever you want, right? So in this case, I hit another tritone here, which is nice. I could have hit a fourth. That fourth sounds really nice. Right, fourth. Continue. I could do two dyads in a row. I could do a triad. Or I could go. You know, so you kind of have certain movements. Triads are going to be much harder because you have to kind of know the triad progression and movement. That's for a whole other episode. But if I'm coming down, it's kind of just slid in there a little bit, you know. I'd highly recommend starting off with dyads. So again, start with the blues scale. Play around with different intervals from the blues scale. You can pick any note to harmonize your dyad. So start on the blues scale, maybe up here on the G, come down. And pick a note that you're going to make into a dyad. So if it's going to be the C, maybe I'll make this into a tritone. You know, again, I could make it into a third. So that's kind of doubling this E flat, which doesn't, it's not the best method. You could do a fourth here. That sounds really cool. That sounds really cool. I love that. So I'm just experimenting here. Sorry. That's really cool. And you might even come out, you could do a third here. I'm just randomly picking and choosing notes from the blues scale and picking a note to make into a dyad with another note from the blues scale. I've never played that in my entire 35 plus year career of jazz. right? I've never played that, and I'm just creating it now. And again, I'm experimenting with this, but this is how you do it. Now, I'll tell you this. The majority of these kind of runs are coming down, right? Coming down. So coming down, starting with one is a great approach to try. So starting maybe, or maybe you play one note. So here's my one note. If you want to get a little fancy, you can add a little ornament. So, right? But again, that's more for intermediate or advanced players. Right, you could do something like this. And again, all these start to come out of the foundational basics, what I'm showing you of adding these types of dyads in before you start to add in any of the fancy ornamental stuff, right? So practice starting with a dyad, no matter what dyad you pick. Pick any two notes from the blues scale that you want to use. I'll pick the major six and the flat third. Repeat it. Get used to practicing it. And then pick a different one, right? Maybe you go. So I'm going. Right? I'm just creating these on the spot. So starting with it. Then practice integrating the dyad in the middle of the line. So coming down as I was showing you to first start off with. So here's my middle of my line. Right, so I'm gonna hit this dyad here. That sounds really cool. I love this fourth here. I missed it there. I mean, I got to do more of this myself. Like, these sound fantastic. Like, I love this. And then finally, kind of to end the line, you can take that on as an exercise, a practice exercise for yourself. So to start the line, in the middle of the line, and at the end of the line. So I might go. Switch it up every time, right? Whatever it is, you know, you can kind of experiment. Or you don't have to play two, you can just land on one. I love this one. I love that fourth there. For some reason, that's really getting to me. Anyway, that's how you're going to start to integrate dyads into your improv, which is really going to give your improvisation much more flair, texture, atmosphere, and a pro sound, because I'll tell you this, pros, especially Oscar, Benny Green, Gene Harris, they're using a lot of dyads from the blues scale to spice up and add texture and flavor to their playing, okay? I have a great specialty course called How to Crush the Blues. It is available. Go to jazzpianoschool.com if you're interested in learning more about this. But for now, hopefully you enjoyed this, and I'll talk to you later.